Hey everybody, welcome back to a brand new episode of Poppin' Off about pop culture. I'm your host Maggie.
And it's me, Steven.
And whew, guys, Grammys. Grammys.
Our bread and butter.
Literally our Super Bowl. Truly. That is all we're gonna talk about this episode. We're just gonna break down all the big moments that happened. It will be in no organized order. We're literally just like gonna go off on a tangent. So, be prepared for a lot of just like spewing.
Yeah,
Honestly.
that's how it's gonna go. So,
Yeah, I literally did not care to organize the way that we were gonna talk about this. I just was like, you know what? Record. So here we are.
All right. I mean, I guess we'll start with what was your favorite moment of the Grammys?
I think it's obvious when Beyonce broke the record officially for having the most Grammys, being the most decorated Grammy Award winner of all time. That was such a moment to witness. And I mean, we don't ever get a lot out of Beyonce. Like, it is very few and far between that we just like see anything from her. Or like hear anything from her. Like it's all very strategic and just, I don't know what the word I'm looking for is. But you know, it was nice to see her up there accepting her award. What was it for? Best R&B song?
For Cuff It, I think.
Yes. I mean, obviously well deserved. That song rocks fucking hard. And just to like see her get emotional and just like be so grateful even after all these years and like all the acclaim that she has was just, I don't know, it made it like more emotional like for me. And then her thanking the queer community was, I loved that. I thought that was really important because yes, the queer community did create house slash electronic. And yeah, just to like hear someone who is Beyonce level, literally, shout out the queer community was special.
Yeah, it was a very nice moment. And like I went into the night, like, I mean, I knew she was gonna break the record. Like, I didn't know, but I knew. So, and because I don't want to choose the same moment as you, I will say Lizzo winning record of the year.
I did not think that Lizzo was going to win pretty much anything, to be honest, that night.
No.
But I am so glad that she did because Lizzo, first and foremost, is just like a fan of music. And that is what we need more of in Hollywood, I think, are people who are just like, at the core, just like fans of their art as well, or like of their industry, just to like see her like literally jumping for joy and like screaming because she's just so excited that she won a Grammy is like so refreshing because I hate when celebrities like try to be relatable and they just like go up there and they like brush it off like it's nothing and they're like, I'd rather be at home watching movies cuddled up with my dogs. No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't, actually.
Then be there. Then why are you here?
Yeah, I just hate that. So it's so refreshing to see someone like Lizzo up there it'll never get old for her.
And she's just so grateful. She's so happy to be there in that moment. She like acknowledges that she worked hard for it. It's not like she's saying it's like, you know what I mean? She's just like, I worked hard for this. I'm so grateful for this. Thank you to the people who supported me. Like, her speech was just beautiful. Like, I said it last week when I talked about her music video for Special. Like, Lizzo knows what her music is meant to do, and she does it perfectly. Like she has a voice and she uses it so well. Which is why I'm like so happy that she won Record of the Year. Like, she just gets who she is as an artist and like what she's meant to do. Like, she understands her craft. She's just amazing. And I think that was the best vocals I've heard from her in her performance as well.
I thought that too. I
Because
was.
sometimes, like, she's a little shaky. I'm not gonna say she's like a bad vocalist, but sometimes she's shaky. Like, on the big notes, she always
Sometimes.
sounds good, but sometimes the chorus and
Yeah.
stuff, she'll get shaky.
Sometimes she's like a little pitchy. Yeah. But I
Yeah.
mean, she even said it herself, I think on Instagram in her caption, she was like, I've been working really hard on my vocals and I'm like so proud of the way I sounded because a lot of people forget, and including myself, that she was a rapper first and foremost. So for her to go from that to singing pop songs is, yeah, it's a huge change. It's different. It's a different vocal exercise that you do.
Yeah,
So,
exactly.
yeah, but I thought she sounded incredible. I love a gospel choir,
Oh, of
and
course.
oh, I love a gospel choir. And yeah, and like one of her big girls introduced her, and I thought that was great.
Yeah,
And
she was in the show.
yes, yeah, and I just, and another important thing about Lizzo is that she just like doesn't take her position for granted either, because she even said when she was accepting her award, she was like, I don't know if I'll ever be up here accepting a Grammy again, so I need to thank Beyonce. And like, side note, that is the second person that at least like I know of that has thanked Beyonce, that has dedicated their Grammy speech to Beyonce, and I think that's very telling.
Yeah, it really is. And then just like the moment between her and Beyonce, where Beyonce's like cheering for her and she's like cheering back. Oh my God, it's adorable.
It is.
Oh my
Oh
God,
my
what it
God.
was just such a good speech. Like, it was hands down like the most perfect speech she could have given.
I agree. And I love the fact that Lizzo and Adele just went to the Grammys just to like hang out. Like, they did not care about winning at all, really. They were just, I mean, I don't think either of them expected to win anything. They were just there to hang out with their boyfriends and get to know each other and just like, again, just like be a fan.
Yeah, Adele fangirling over Beyonce's security guard, like, oh my God, iconic.
I saw that. Oh my God.
Yeah,
Also,
I love it.
can we talk about how Beyonce was literally late to the Grammys, and that's why she wasn't there to accept her first award?
Do we think this was on purpose or what?
I don't think so, because I like they kept saying that she was late, she was stuck in traffic.
Right. I don't think she would do that. I mean, there's always the chance she did it on purpose, but I don't think so.
I don't think she did it on purpose.
She had a lot to get ready for.
True, yeah.
And then, I mean, LA traffic, never been there, but you know what I mean. I've seen pictures, I've
Listen,
seen videos.
it's no joke. It is no matter what time of the day, it doesn't matter if it's 11 a.m. on a Tuesday or 11 p.m. on a Saturday night. Like, it is, it, or like, whatever. LA traffic is no fucking joke, especially on the freeways. It is. Like, it's not even a freeway because you're driving at like 30 miles an hour. But whatever. I don't need to go on a tangent about LA. I literally have went there once.
Right. Yeah, she was late, showed up looking beautiful, won her awards. Love it.
Love.
But she did not win Album of the Year, which, if you listen to the show, you know that that was going to upset Maggie and I. Okay? You know.
I honestly thought that I would be like more calm about it now, and I would like maybe come around to the idea of Harry winning and like be like a little excited for him, because obviously I'm a Harry stan, love that guy. But I truly like am just so like I feel defeated. I feel broken down, beaten down. And the way I reacted when Harry fucking won, you would have thought that I lost Album of the Year. I was like doubled over. I was sweating. I was heavy breathing. I was just like, I cannot believe that I now live in a world where Harry's house is considered better than Renaissance. Like,
It just
you.
like doesn't make sense to me. Like, who thinks it's a better album?
Like, the fucking Academy, because they fucking suck.
Did you okay? Did you see the one of the people who like work in the Recording Academy, Ben Winston, his daughter is the voice, like it's Harry's goddaughter, who's the voice in As It Was.
Yes, I didn't know that.
Suspicious.
Oh, yeah, that is a little suspicious. Well, okay, so Ben Winston has been around for a while, like, has been, like, associated with Harry for a while because he worked with One Direction a lot when they were together, and he directed, like, a bunch of the music videos and was just, like, always in that circle. And then I guess, and then I don't know what the show was called, but it was a sitcom that was on for like maybe 2 seasons on like ABC or something. I don't know. And it was based off of when Harry lived with Ben Winston and his wife, I think like the year after One Direction broke up. And there was like a show based on it that Ben Winston produced and wrote and did all that stuff.
Oh, I don't know anything
Yeah,
about
it got
that.
canceled very early on, like I said, but yeah, that show did exist.
Well,
A little
he's
suspicious.
sorry. He produced the Grammys, like the program.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a little suspicious. I
I
mean, they
just.
all have connections like that, I guess. All the
Yeah, they
nominations, like let's be real.
do.
But still,
But
I
still
just need a reason in my
suspicious.
mind.
Yeah,
It's got to be foul play because what the fuck?
I am just so like. Like, you're gonna look me in the eyes and tell me that cinema is better than Thick,
Oh, I'm gagging.
that Matilda is better than I'm That Girl, that fucking Satellite, which is one of my favorite songs in the album, is better than Heated. You can, no one can look me in the eye and tell me that. You can't, because you'd be lying. You would be lying through your teeth, actually.
I mean, we already talked about Harry's House, and I like really didn't like the album that much. I just thought it was like a mid-tier pop album. So we already know how I feel about that. But like legitimately, I don't think there's a single song on Harry's House that is better than a single song on Renaissance. And that's
Absolutely
saying a
not.
lot.
It is, but you're so right. I just, and it's just, oh God, I don't even know how to like put it into words. And you know what? The way that the Grammys drags Beyonce to that ceremony 4 times now, and not 4 times now, and nominates her for Album of the Year, and all 4 of those times they fucking shit all over her. Like, that is just disrespect to me at
Yeah.
this point.
It's just like I just don't get it. Like they clearly use Beyonce as the talking point of their shows. They've done it. They do it in almost every single Grammy she's at. They make her the center of attention. They build her up. They all night they talked about Beyonce, Beyonce, Beyonce. And then it's just like to not give her the award. It's like what? I just don't get it. Like don't make her the talking point of your shows if you're not going to like give her accolades. I mean, they gave her accolades, but not the top tier award. You know what I mean? It's
Yeah.
just, it doesn't make sense. It just like doesn't sit right with me. And then, like Harry's House. And like, Maggie is obsessed with Harry Styles. So like,
It's true.
this has nothing to do with him. Like,
No, it truly has nothing to do with him. It's just the fact that like this is his worst album out of all three, and it's just gotten like so much acclaim, and like Harry has never been this big before. And if, now listen, if this were Fine Line, it might be a different story. I don't think I would agree that it's better than Renaissance still, but I might accept it more if we were talking Fine Line. But we're not. We're talking
I
Harry's
agree.
House, and I just cannot wrap my fucking mind around it.
Yeah. The only album that I think could have beat Beyonce and not like upset me, like I would have been upset, but not in like an actual like in a lesser way, would be as if Bad Bunny won Album of the Year. Because I would be like, wow, I would still want a Beyonce to win, but it's Bad Bunny. I get it. It's
Well,
just like it
it would
just
also like make more
sense.
sense, you know, because Bad Bunny has been the most streamed artist on Spotify for like 3 years now, and that
Yeah.
album has like 1 billion and two streams and
It's critically acclaimed. It's like actually at the top of like these critics' lists for the year end. Whereas like Harryhouse like really isn't.
I
Like some
mean,
magazines, but like Beyoncé's at the top of every single magazine. It's same with Bad Bunny. So it
I'm
just like
just,
doesn't add up.
yeah, I really don't think I'll ever get over this. And then, you know what, like to top it off, Harry's speech, I know he was like so in shock and just like beside himself, but like, I need you to give a speech, an album of the year speech. I need you to get up there and I need you to just fucking like let the floodgates open.
Read from a note card if you have to, like, do something.
Instead, he went up there. He was just like, this was really fun. And then he let hit the other two people speak. And I was like, I don't want to hear from them. I don't care.
Seriously, I was like, you need to have something to say. And then, like, when people asked him later, like, if he thought Beyonce was gonna win, he's like, well, there's just so many deserving artists out there. I was like, well, did you feel like you were gonna win? Because it didn't look like it.
No.
Well, like, answer the question. I'm like, we're not trying to take away from you, but like, everyone thought Beyonce was gonna win, so it was a fair question. But he like totally deflected, and it's like, I mean, I guess like, what else do I expect from the man who said it's a movie that feels like a movie? So clearly, he like is not eloquent.
Listen, one thing about Harry is that he's not answering a question. He's not giving you a straight answer. I don't know if you ever saw anything from the interview he did with Zane Lowe after Harry's House came out, but that man did not answer a single question that Zane Lowe asked him. I was like, I've learned nothing about you.
And it's like, it's just, he just like doesn't know how to answer a question. It's not even like in an enigmatic way.
I just think
Like,
that
oh, you're
he's
so
had like,
mysterious. It's just like he just deflects.
yeah, and I don't get it because like that wasn't like a deep question, you know? It could have been like, did you think Beyonce was gonna win? He could have been like, yeah, and I'm so shocked that it's me and I'm so grateful. Like we could answer that question. It's fine.
Yeah,
It
or just
wasn't.
like, honestly, I didn't know who was gonna win. But not like, well, we all deserve it. Like, shut the fuck
I
up.
think we all sing.
Yeah, literally, same vibe. Like, shut up. Yeah. It's just like, especially in a time like, it's interesting to me because, like, we're in a time where, like, authenticity, at least, like, perceived authenticity, because it's not always authentic, is, like, so valued. Like, we love when artists are, like, real. Like, I'm putting in air quotes because it's,
I
like,
mean,
it's
like
not.
Lizzo.
Yeah, like that's what we all live for. So it's just like weird that like we're not getting that from him. It's like that's in.
Come on, it's a trend. Let's go. And then, sorry, but man, we're just shitting on Harry, but like I don't care. I'm allowed to do that. And so first of all, I was also shocked that he won Best Pop Vocal Album.
Right.
Because I was like, has the Academy heard 30? Have they heard I Drink Wine? Have they heard To Be Loved? Like, has that graced your ears? I'm not so
Right.
sure. And then like shortly after, it was Harry's performance. And I was like, all right, come on, vocals, like show us why you won that album. Why is that the worst I've ever heard him? Like worse than his X Factor audition. Sorry.
It was so bad. I was like, what? Who what?
And listen, Harry comes with the vocals most of the time. Like when I was there for Harry Ween and he sang Hopelessly Devoted to You, oof, man, he belted it out. It was perfection to a T. And for some reason, at the Grammys, the biggest performance of your life, you just like is like he was at a low register the whole time. Didn't change keys, didn't change octaves. I was like, why are you kind of like just saying, like speaking the song almost?
It's just like it wasn't fun. I don't know.
No, I was
I didn't
just
want to hear As It Was either. I know they don't have a lot of choices of when they could perform, but
he could have
I don't
done late
know. I
night
don't.
talking.
Yeah, but the Grammys, they get strict. Remember when they didn't let Ariana Grande sing whatever she wanted? So
Yeah, I do remember that.
they're like, listen, if you want an award, you better listen and perform this. So,
Yeah,
but like, I don't
that's true.
know. Like late night talking would have been more fun. Music for a sushi restaurant. I don't know. I just want something different because it's just like I'm sick of
Yeah,
As It Was.
I think he's sick of it too.
Clearly, he
To be
like
honest.
looked like he was so bored to be on stage. He sounded like crap. Like, all right.
Yeah.
Is this tour done? Because it needs to be. He's
No,
draining this man, apparently.
he's doing dates in Asia, I think, this summer. So
Oh.
he's taking like a bit of a break,
I
but
mean, okay. At least he needs it.
yeah, I believe it starts up again in June. But also, like,
Okay.
can Love on Tour be done? It's been going on for like 3 years.
Oh, literally. All right. Maybe let's change the subject.
Yeah,
This is
since
just
we're
shit on
on,
Harry Minute.
I know, I'm so sorry, Harry, but like it just had to be said. Let's talk about performances. I loved the tribute to 50 Years of Hip Hop. That was
So good.
probably my favorite performance moment of the night. I
Yeah.
just wish that like it was like so fast. I just wish that they had like name markers on the
Right.
bottom just so I could like tell who everyone was.
Yeah, I was getting whiplash.
Yeah, literally it was going so fast. And I also wish that there was like some newer people there. People like Nicki Minaj and like I don't know, Drake or something. I would even take Drake. You know, vintage Drake is great.
I mean, Drake would make sense.
Yeah. But or like Lil Wayne, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, get the whole YMCMB crew up there.
Yes.
But like the only like newer people, okay, I'm pretty sure it was Lil Uzi Vert, even though I thought he was Kodak Black and I was offended because that man is a convicted rapist. But it was not. It was confirmed that it was Lil Uzi Vert. And then I don't know, another Lil was up there. They were like the newer artists. I don't know who he is, but you know.
I kind of like tuned it out at that point. I stopped really, I didn't care.
Yeah, but it was so cool to see like LL Cool J, Salt-N-Pepa, Ice-T. One thing about me, I love Ice-T. I love Ice-T and CoCo so much for like actually no reason. I just think they're so funny. Who else was there?
Missy Elliott.
Oh duh. Yeah, she came out and fucking lit the stage up. Flava
Yeah,
Flav
she's so good. Play
did
Oh my
not
God.
didn't say a thing, a single thing into the mic. He just kind of did like a little dance and you know kept it moving, but that's just Flava Flav, you know. Who else did we have? I don't even
My
remember.
brain
It
is
was like
blanking. Anyway, a lot of people.
it was so many people, and everyone in the crowd was fucking loving it.
Oh, Queen Latifah.
Oh yeah, duh. Yeah, everyone in the crowd was on their feet, shaking their ass as they should
Yeah.
have been.
It was
That
really
was an
good.
It was incredible. I thought it was. Oh, Run DMC, and they looked like Run DMC with the Adidas track suits and the bucket
Yes.
hats. Yes, loved. Yeah, that was a really cool moment. Sam Smith and Ken Petras was like,
They were fine. It wasn't bad, but like it wasn't good. It was like you guys did not rehearse together, clearly. You just kind of showed up and both did your separate thing.
yeah, well, yesterday you said that it was a VMA's performance, and that is a perfect way to put it.
Yeah. And it was like this was the Grammys, like honestly, could have been more devilish.
I know. And you know, I have to be honest, you know, I've been feeling this for a while, but I just think I have to come out as an unholy hater.
That's okay. I really liked the song when it came out, and I'm just sick of it because I hear it all the time.
I just like,
But
well, thank you for accepting me, first of all. second of all, just like it kind of like hurts my ears, to be honest. And I don't mean that in like a rude way. It's just like the beat and like it sounds like they're like banging a hammer on something and just kind of like hurts. And the lyrics are weird.
I
I
mean,
don't
it's very
know.
discordant.
Yeah.
I don't get how it got so big, if I'm being honest.
TikTok, baby.
Like, I yes, but still, like, I don't know, because a lot of people seem to hate it. But I just really support it because I am sick of the Sam Smith hate. That is what I'm sick of. You guys
Yeah.
are fucking transphobic. You guys are fat phobic. Oh my God, because literally, you just don't like the way that Sam looks. And that's what most of the criticism about them comes from. I don't care if you don't like the song, but like, stop coming for their outfits and stuff. Are they the cutest? No, not really, but they're just like so happy and just happy with their body and the way they look. They struggled with like body dysmorphia and now they've accepted the way they look and they dress however the fuck they want. So just like ignore it if you don't like it. But people just like basically calling them ugly and I'm sick of it.
I know, because it's like, you know, it's so true when people say like, if Harry wore the outfits that Sam Smith wears, then like we would be praising him. But because it's Sam Smith, who is a queer and plus size individual, then it's just like automatically gets hate, and I don't like that.
No, and it's like, do I think they're always the cutest outfits? No, but like at the same time, it's whatever. It's not that big of a deal. Like, I'm just sick of every day a new tweet trashing the way they look. It's like, and like they're so unproblematic.
I
If
know.
anything, you should be like, we got a number one hit and a Grammy from a trans and non-binary individual. Like, we couldn't have done this without Sam Smith.
It's true. It's true.
Like, it's just, I. Why? But yeah, their performance was mediocre. DJ Khaled, like, what the fuck? Why were they closing the night?
I didn't even watch that because I was in shambles, to be honest, and I
I didn't
didn't
watch
care to
it.
begin with.
I did not watch it.
Bad Bunny opening the show. Oh
Oh my God,
my
he should open
God.
every award show.
What a way to start off the night. That was such another performance where everyone was on their feet, shaking their ass. And he was just also, he looks so good in his
Benito.
little Benito. Yes, he looks so good in his little white tee and his jeans and his backwards cap.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Señor Bunny. Oh, I love him.
Yeah,
Yeah,
literally show stopping.
I thought he fucking killed it, and he sounded really good too. So,
Yeah, singing in non-English.
yeah. Why wouldn't you just like, I don't like, why do TV shows and I guess the Grammys always like, if it's not in English, why in the subtitles do they put in Spanish or non-English as the Grammys did? Like, why not just translate it?
Or just like I get it. It's like we know it's not English. Like I don't know. I guess if you're deaf, like you wouldn't, but I don't know. I don't get it. Or just like translate it, because like you knew what song he was like. The Grammy production should have had it translated and ready,
Yeah.
because like you knew he was gonna
Like,
sing in Spanish. It's not like it was a surprise. He didn't just show up and like give the speech in Spanish, you know?
yeah. Like,
So
they didn't have someone to do that.
exactly, like it's like when you had this all planned, why is it not subtitled? But yeah, like I want to go to a Bad Bunny concert. I can't afford one, but like he's so good. It would be so much fun.
It would be. I
Not even knowing
remember.
what he's saying.
No, I would just be there shaking my ass. I remember, like, how long ago would that be now? Like, I don't know, I was sophomore in college, and one of my roommates, she was from Spain. And I mean, obviously Steven knows this, but she was like, yeah, I'm going to a concert tonight, like one of the nights we were hanging out. And I was like, oh, who are you going to see? And she said Bad Bunny. And Bad Bunny was like just a whisper in the wind at that point. And he was playing such a small venue compared to what he plays now. And
Yeah.
I'm just like, wow, what a lucky gal.
Right. I mean, because I remember she told me and you're just like, oh, okay. Like, I knew who it was, but like, not really.
Yeah, I just like
I just
knew
knew
his
that they were like
name.
an up and coming, like, Spanish artist. I was like, yeah, I've heard of him, but that's it.
But jealous. Jealous.
Same. She was so close to him.
Know.
Huh.
What did you think about the fashion at the Grammys?
I didn't see a whole lot of red carpet type stuff because I was at work, and like by the time I actually saw things on Twitter, it was talking about the actual awards, so I didn't really see a whole lot. But I feel like what I did see, like on stage, like all looked good, like accepting their awards, and in the audience, I think people looked good. Taylor Swift, usually she has the inability to serve, but that night she really did
She
it.
really did. I thought she was one of the best dressed of the night.
Yeah,
I
who would
thought
have thought?
that the Grammys fashion this year was like pretty tame.
Oh, definitely was tame,
There was
yeah.
like nothing that was like super outrageous. I guess like the most outrageous would be Lizzo's red carpet look, but that wasn't outrageous. I loved that. I loved how she had like a big reveal and it was all custom made with like it was all hand sewn silk flowers on there. It
Yeah,
was
that was
gorgeous. Loved
cool.
it. Yes. Cardi B and both on both the red carpet and presenting the award for best rap album was I thought she looked great both times. Who else did I really like? Oh, I didn't. Well, you know what? I'm gonna be honest. I'll give Harry something. I did like his red carpet look. I know a lot of people didn't, but I thought it was a risk. It was cool. It was very him. And then I also liked the outfit that he accepted his award in, even though I didn't like that he was accepting his awards. But I liked it. And then I hated his performance outfit because what the fuck was that? That
Oh
looks like a
yeah,
lot of
that looked like a
tinsel.
fucking ghillie suit, but
Yeah,
silver.
it did. Oh my God, it did. You
I didn't like his romper.
didn't?
No.
Oh, I liked it. I thought it was fun.
I don't really like rompers in general, if I'm being honest, very often. So, like, I don't like those kinds of outfits in general. So I think I was probably biased. And then, I don't know, the cut of it just wasn't my favorite.
I was a fan.
But I did like the white outfit that he accepted the award in.
Yeah.
That was good.
You know whose outfit I hated though was Shania Twain. Shania Twain has been pulling some weird looks lately, and I don't know where it's coming from. She's never really been someone who's like taken fashion risks, and I don't know why she's doing it now, and it's like really not paying off. She wore this like weird cow print suit and hat to match that looked like the top of a mushroom. And apparently it was designed by the same designer that that Harry really likes, and it was like a tribute to him, but I don't know why, because Harry's not like dead or anything. So I thought that was just like really odd. And then she had this like weird red wig and like winged eyeliner that looked like how I did it in like eighth grade when like I didn't really know what I was doing. It was a choice. It was a choice.
Yeah. Like, she is so beautiful, but every time I've seen her at these things, she's been looking hideous.
Yeah. To
But
put it
she's not
politely.
hideous.
No, I'm just really confused. Maybe she's going through like a midlife crisis or something.
Maybe, I don't know. She just seems like she's very much trying to be relevant these days. She just
Which is
released an album. I don't. So I think she's just really trying to be out there and like jump on culture and trends and things. I just think it's not really working for her.
no, I think she should just like stay true to herself, like make it more modern if that's what she wants to do.
Right. I mean, yeah. I mean, that's kind of what she did like at the last award show she was with like the People's Choice Awards. It didn't
No,
work though, because that was like
that was.
based off that was but that was based off of her old looks.
My God, well, it was really bad. They need to
Yeah,
reevaluate.
so I just
Back to the
like,
drawing board, guys. Back to the drawing board.
yeah, I just 'cause like you have a really nice body doesn't mean you need to wear certain things. I don't know. It's like when you hit an age too. She
Yeah.
doesn't need to dress like an old lady, but at the same
No.
time, you're not 20.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I definitely
Like,
know
I
what
don't
you're
want to
saying.
like be ageist, but I don't know. You don't need to wear the same things you did when you were 22.
No, because it just doesn't work anymore. It just always looks like you're trying too hard.
It does. That's really what it feels like.
Yeah. So yeah, I see what you're saying. I'm trying to think of anyone else that I was wowed by.
Fashion-wise, can't think.
No, that was it. Adele looked good.
Yeah.
I thought her dress was nice.
I did like Sam
Oh,
Smith's little
wait.
posse.
Oh yeah,
Sorry.
I did like no, that's
I
okay,
liked
go.
them like as a group. Like I thought that was nice.
Yes. Yeah, no, I thought that was cool. Yeah, I liked how they were all like cohesive and stuff. Kacey Musgraves on the red carpet.
Oh, I didn't even see her. I have to
Oh
look.
my God, she looked amazing. I love the color, the spandex suit she had on with like you'll see it. She just looked so good. So good.
Oh, I love it. That's her
Oh,
color.
I know, I love that color. Yeah, and I don't really see her on a lot of like best dressed lists for this Grammys. I don't know why, because that is stunning, iconic, gorgeous, legend.
She never makes those lists, though.
Because everyone hates her for some reason, but whatever. But yeah. Trevor Noah as the host was mediocre at best. I think it's time for him to hand the torch over to someone else. I would like a female comedian to do it. I think that would be cool. I think maybe someone like Leslie Jones would carry it well.
Okay.
I think she would bring like a really fun flair to the Grammys.
Yeah.
Because I do understand you have to have like a certain level of like sophistication to host the Grammys, but like I feel like Leslie Jones could pull it off.
That's not a bad idea. Yeah, Trevor Noah is just boring. Like, he plays it way too safe. Where's the controversy? Say something offensive. Like, your jokes need to be borderline offensive. He said nothing even close to offensive. It was just like,
Yeah.
Beyonce is great. Harry Styles is hot.
Yeah,
Like, who
Taylor
cares? Like, this is
Swift,
stupid.
how are you going to decrease the price of eggs? And she was like, wait, how much are eggs these days? Because
Yeah,
like
right.
Taylor Swift doesn't grocery shop.
Yeah, literally. I just like, it's just silly. It was just, it's like he was just trying to be silly. And I don't know. It just was not fun. It was boring.
Yeah, I was over it.
We need more drama.
I agree. I agree. But yeah, that was pretty much the Grammys.
Except for Brandi Carlile. We
Oh,
didn't talk about her.
sorry. Sorry. Brandi Carlile fucking served once again. That woman never misses. I just remember the last Grammys, the only texts I received from Steven were, why did Brandi Carlile serve? And oh my fucking God, BTS just ate. And that was the highlights of the Grammys last year.
That's so
And
funny. Yeah.
Brandi Carlile truly was a highlight. I can't believe that we almost forgot for this Grammys as well. She just fucking rocks the house, dude.
Her vocals are so good. Her stage presence, her musicianship, she just gets it. Like, she is the complete artist. Yeah. And I'm like not even like a stan of hers or anything.
I
I
think
listened
we
to her
might
music. I got a
be.
couple songs, but like honestly, maybe we are stans.
Yeah, I think I might be a Brandi Carlile stan, to be honest.
Because she's just so talented. Love her. I love that her wife and kids introduced her. That was so cute.
That was really cute.
Yeah, more of her always.
Yes, please, please. Okay, but yeah, now that was pretty much the 2023 Grammys. Overall, if I'm gonna rate it on a scale of 1 to 10, 7.
Yeah,
It would have gotten
same.
higher if Beyonce would have, I would have gotten a 10, honestly, if Beyonce would have won Album of the Year. But since she didn't, and her nor Adele did not perform, that's why it gets a 7.
Right, like. There was like barely any performances, I feel like. I don't know.
I feel like there was way less than usual.
Yeah, and like none of the big people were doing it. There was supposed to be some female pop star that was going to perform, but like who was that? Because did they just lie to us? Were we
Yeah.
gaslit by the Grammys?
Yes, yet
I thought it
again.
was going to be Miley Cyrus, but there was nobody. So,
No. Yeah, the
oh,
Academy just what?
Mary J. Blige performed. I forgot that happened.
She did, and it was
It
okay.
was just like whatever.
Yeah, obviously, since we kind of forgot. Yeah, I don't know. So, I would not blame Beyonce if she never attended another Grammys again, to be honest. I would not be leaving my house if I knew that I was not receiving Album of the Year yet again. So, that's just my take, and I will not be angry at her if she never attended another Grammys again. Yeah. Any final thoughts, final words?
I don't know, but
The Recording Academy are cowards. Yeah, true.
Pretty much, just like I'm sick of the Recording Academy. We need some upheaval. Like we need something different. I want to like see all the ballots too. Like there should be open ballots. Like we should know who everyone voted for.
It's like in like the government, like we can see like who, like what senators voted what way and
Yes, exactly. Like I should know because some of you are fucking cowards.
Yeah, let's be
I was like, just because you,
transparent.
I was like, because like some of these old white men, you probably didn't even listen to Beyonce. You probably were like, my granddaughter likes Harry Styles. And that's not a reason to give him an award.
No, it's not. Yeah, transparency
So,
all 2023. That's what I'm campaigning for.
yeah, I want to know who each and every member of the Recording Academy voted for.
Yeah,
Thank you.
please. Yeah, send that information my way. Make it public, please. It's important. Well, you guys know where to find us on Instagram at Pop Enough About Pop Culture. You can stream us anywhere you listen to podcasts. Give us a like, subscribe, 5-star rating anywhere you can do that. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell a stranger on the street. And ooh, next week we got the Super Bowl. That's gonna be a big one.
True, true,
I'm
true.
yeah. And
Ugh.
please, nobody get your fucking hopes up that Rihanna is gonna announce a tour at the end of her performance. Like, it's just a, if it happens, I great, love that. How exciting, but I'm not holding my breath, so you shouldn't do that either.
Nope. All right.
All right, we will talk to you guys next week.
See ya.
Bye.